I used to walk 20 miles in the snow to log on to the internet.
If we crave live interaction, we can have typewritten conversations in chat rooms.
Wow, Marcia, I like that satellite picture.
My doctor told me I was too old to hyperlink. I hyperlink all the time.
Hello and welcome to the very first edition of the Ground is Lava podcast. The Ground is Lava is myself, Sam. This is Anna.
Hi.
And Kerry.
Hello.
Just for the mental image at home, or if you're on a train or something, me and Kerry are very close together because we only have two microphones, and I thought it would be strange that we would be sharing the same one with Anna. So the two boys are like a 1950s girl group.
Sexuality.
Like doo-wopping very close around the microphone.
Bit too much doo-wopping, bit too close.
The Ground is Lava is me, Sam, Kerry and Anna. And every week we should be bringing you some lols and some what to f's. The very first edition of the Ground is Lava podcast. I thought we'd try and get to know each other a little bit more, and you, the listeners, get to know us a little bit more with a childhood defining moment. I don't want to make it too serious because obviously this is fun and happy games. So I hope the stories don't end with "and that was the last time I saw Grandpa." Like I wanted to be like upbeat and fun. Bit about us. I've known Kerry for since we were about 14. Is that right?
Yeah, that's about right.
And I've known Anna for a few years. We did a sketch show together a few years ago. But Kerry and Anna have met each other for like 3 weeks now.
Yeah, but we've only seen each other about twice.
Exactly. So this is going to be exciting.
This is even worse as well because Anna's behind us, and the only way I can see her is through a reflection of the computer screen. So
technology.
Our like communication and relationship is based solely on my back. So
okay, let's get into it. Okay, well, I think this childhood defining moment really defined me because I'm very awkward. Maybe nerds who say I'm a nerd. Maybe I'm saying I'm awkward when I'm not. When I was about 17, I had an amazing crush on this girl, which is, you know, pretty recurring from my teenage years. And she stayed over with a bunch of friends. We were doing this like film project for school, and she stayed over. And she was, you know, we were having breakfast, and it was just me and her. All the other guys were still sleeping. And I was like, all right, Sam, like, let's get into this. You know, what can I do to meet her on her level? I know I'll talk about something she likes, you know, get to know, you know that I know what you're talking about. I know, yeah, I can relate to you. And she was really into swimming. She was very athletic. And I thought, oh, you know, that's great. You know, I did a bit of swimming. You know, I'll talk to her about swimming and what it's like and blah, blah, blah. And I was nervous and I was thinking, yeah, okay, just talk to her, okay, about that. And I turned to her and this is my introduction. I said, so you've got really big shoulders, right? That's as far as I got. So you've got really big shoulders.
So you could say you were in the deep end, Sam.
That's pun one for Kerry in the Ground is Lava podcast.
We
so that's an appalling insult.
So I said,
it really is.
I said, so you've got really big shoulders, right? And froze because she turned around and she said, that's not a very nice thing to say. And I said, no, it isn't.
Broad shoulderedness, it's an awful.
She went on to become Ian Thorpe.
The Ground is Lava and Sam and Kerry present A Guide to A Cappella Scat. Sam and Kerry are What a Load of Scat, an a cappella jazz scat group, featuring such hits as Beep Bop, Beep Bop, Billy Bop Bop,
Beep Bop,
Spappily Bop,
Beep Bop Bop,
Skippily Bop Bop,
Beep Bop,
Beep Beep Bop Bop, and also featuring Skattily Dat Dat. Skelly Dat! Skelly Dat! Skelly Dat! Skelly Dat! Skikaka Dat Dat! Start up, start up. And of course, the timeless classic, Hee Ha Badoob Doop. Hip Hop Badoob Doop Bop. Skab up, hey, scab up, scab it, scab it, scab it, scab it, scab it, scab it, ski, ski, scab up, scoop, ba ba ba, skidow, ski, a skaga, a ska, a hey hey, a doop bop, a scoop beep, a scab a dip bop, a see bop, a scab it a 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 beep, 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 a bow, 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 skip up, hot up, scat up, scat up, scab, 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 Jazz, as it was meant to be heard. Horoscope is a science of hundreds of years. You know, it's
thousands.
It's thousands of years old, and it's incredible how close horoscopes are So a lot of people don't know that I'm actually a practicing sort of amateur horoscope reader. So, you know, some people have said that mine are pretty accurate. I don't want to toot my own horn, but beep, beep. So I thought I'd give you one of my horoscopes. So here it goes. Geminis, you might have legs or not.
Check the weather.
How was that? Was that a Gemini's out there going unfucking believable? Did you hear that? Was that pretty good?
That was great.
It's weird though, as an Aries, you know. I mean, I suppose I just can't relate. Well, it's not to a Gemini. No,
well, that was particularly for Gemini. So
I guess I don't know. You just.
You're listening to The Ground is Lava.
What do you think of that? What little endearing child thing happened to you that defines you?
Oh, my story is that when I was 12, in year 6, we had to, our task for music class was to make a musical instrument, which is fairly reasonable.
That's pretty tough.
Yeah, it is tough. Well, you'll hear how tough it was.
Did you have large amounts of brass and wood?
Well, no. And most of the girls in my class, I went to an all-girls private school called Ormiston House. most of the girls just blew into bottles, which is really intelligent. I didn't say that as a joke. God. They really did. And I think that's really intelligent because they didn't make the task too hard for themselves. They, you know.
I'm gonna drop my pencils. It's called a pencil dropping. That's my instrument.
I thought of making a guitar.
Wow. Well, so you know you can't make that instrument because it's already been made.
No, not create an instrument, Sam. Construct an already existing instrument.
You're just music teacher was just this like, if I stretch them far enough, you have to conduct a concerto.
So I decided to make a guitar. So I bought, it was going to be like a miniature guitar, a little ukulele.
Yeah.
So I bought all the wood and what have you, and I bought some super glue, some really strong super glue to stick it all together because obviously I needed to do that.
Sorry, how old are you here?
12.
12. Okay. Yep.
And some of the, it said on it, bonds instantly. So as soon as it touches a surface, it will bond to it permanently.
Right.
Which is fine. It should. And it flicked into glue. My eye. I don't know how, I still don't know to this day how that happened, but it flicked into my eye and I closed my eye and I could never open my eye again. So I super glued my eye shut. and it was really, really awful and traumatic. And Mum put me, it's amazing how people react to emergencies. Mum just put me straight into the bath and was putting vinegar on it, which is just bizarre. And I remember when I got stung by a jellyfish once.
And that's when we found out Mum had dementia.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
She's
right.
Not well.
Okay.
And we went to the Eye and Ear Hospital. I come from the city. The boys come.
We grew up in the country, so
I don't know what our hospital,
our hospital was a guy with a saw, in behind the old saloon.
What's,
sorry,
what's
going.
Hospital?
Oh.
But there is an Eye and Ear Hospital in Melbourne, so Mum drove me off there, and it was just an awful wait because I couldn't see, my eye was closed, and I couldn't open it. You can imagine, and it ended up being that it was just on my eyelashes. Luckily, I have really long eyelashes, so it all stocked my eyelashes, didn't it? And the doctor cut all my eyelashes out and I could open my eye again.
And you had no eyelashes from the ages of 12 to 13?
No, I didn't. But the moral of the story is...
The moral of the story is don't give your mum vinegar. Okay, so why do you think that says a lot about who you are now, Anna? Was it just like the awkwardness, or was it perhaps maybe the moment of awkwardness when it changes into fear, like genuine fear?
I think it says a lot about me as a person because... I don't know. I was quite ambitious in making guitar, wasn't I?
When girls were dropping pencils and blowing into bottles, and you were like, "I'll just make a guitar." I think that's pretty good.
I'm ambitious, but I inevitably fail, and I suffer as a consequence physically.
Oh, hi, Jill. It's Lorraine. How are you? Look, I'm just going to launch into this. I heard from Pam the other day that you were bad-mouthing dogs. Who do you think you are, Jill? You know how much I love dogs. and I don't know what there would be to badmouth. But you've really got me offside. You know how much I love a pup. Call me back.
Now let's go live to Kerry sitting right next to me and talk about his moment. Can you tell this story and then can you tell the other story or you don't want to?
Okay. If I tell two,
okay,
then yeah. I kind of balance it. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll balance it out.
Okay, here we go.
All right. So, I mean, I guess I'm a pretty awkward guy as it is. But as a child, you're oblivious kind of to the awkwardness.
Yeah.
So in hindsight, it is far worse. I don't really need to say this because the stories themselves probably aren't as much to do with awkwardness as, you know, bodily fluids. So anyway, the first one is that me and two friends, we were trying to build a flying fox, as you do, from a tree to my friend's house. I mean, if you saw the distance, you would think we're legally retarded.
But was it like next door? Like, I'm here. Or was it like, no, actually no, like it was, kilometers away?
Yeah, it was kilometers. Right. His house was interstate. But so we were attempting to do this. Anyway, it was kind of an overcast day. And we're up the top of this tree trying to build it. Anyway, I fell out. I completely fell out, just smashed my body all through the limbs and stuff
like
that.
Sort of like a Homer Simpson bouncing from branch to branch as you fell down. Is that right?
It was, yeah. I'm not sure how many sound effects were put over the top. But
in your brain.
Yeah, in my brain there was quite a few. Anyway, so I hit the ground. And now, mind you, I am in immense pain. I don't know what's broken. I don't know how much internal bleeding I've got. You know, and anyway, it starts to rain. Well, and, you know, it's an overcast day, so it's not that surprising. But then I was kind of pissed off, you know, like I was like, oh, I'm in so much pain now, it's raining, you know. But then I looked up, and one of my friends was just pissing on me. It wasn't raining at all. I was angry that it was raining. Imagine how I felt when I got urine over my body. And so, what am I worrying about? Like, am I thinking about my body and how much pain I am? Or am I thinking about the fact that one of my friends is not concerned about my near-death experience, and instead he's just urinating on me?
That's so country town. Oh, my God. And then Huckleberry Finn got his raft and said, come on, Kerry, let's steal some apples.
Yeah, that's when we went to Mr. McGregor's farm. Just
that's so degenerate behaviour.
I love it so much, that story, obviously for a few reasons. But one of the main parts I love about that story is that you're like, they have no idea how badly you could have been hurt. You know, and now sometimes like someone will like slightly slip their ankle and most adults are like, oh, are you okay? And they don't do anything. Like you fell out of what I assume to be a pretty big tree onto the ground and not even like, are you right, mate? They just pissed on you.
Well, it was not they, it was one.
So you've got really big shoulders.
Thank you for listening to The Ground is Lava. We hope you jump online to groundislava.com to check out some more blogs and vlogs and vlogs, frogs and nogs.
Dogs on logs.
And footy scores, footy updates.
Red hot footy tips.
Yeah. Pictures of wags.
The website was originally called footytips.com. Coming at ya. Yeah, but it didn't. That was Anna, by the way. That was
my top
woman.
Five beers are on there.
They're all VB.
My favourite pubs. Number one being Young and Jackson. Number two.
It's
being...
It was the one I see when I get off a train station. So that's where I go.
Number two is the Elephant and the Wheelbarrow.
Yeah, all three of them. Actually, my number 2, 3, 4 is the Elephant Wheelbarrow.
That's right.
Kilda, City, and other.
Trifecta. And number four, hang on. Number four is My Kitchen, if you know what I mean.
Beers are always cold. Beers are always cold.
I just, the portable pub. The wife.
Some women are attractive.
That's dumb.